In Parshas Bamidbar, we see Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to start counting Klal Yisrael. The Chiddushi Arim brings down that Hashem commanded to count Klal Yisrael to make them what we call a Davar Shebeminyan. The din is that something is counted, Davar Shebeminyan, afila be'elef loy batal. It's never batal. No matter how mixed in it is, it'll never be batal. Which is basically haftacha. It's a din in kashrus, Yerideya. It's brought down a lot. But here it's meant to be meramez that Bnei Yisrael, no matter how mixed in they are with the nations, they're a davar shebeminyan. They're counted and they're not batal. The Sefer Sukkos David adds that even though technically this din is that davar shebeminyan is not batal as a drabanan de kedin. Nevertheless, if the minyan is a minyan that the Torah commanded to, then it's a davar shebeminyan that's not batal be'elef even midairaisa. Actually, the Sukkos David says, it's quoted, it's the Chiddushi Arim that says this actually. Which means that it's a koyach and a chashivas through the minyan that we will not be batal to the umas ha'olam. And that is also unique by us, not just the minyan of it, but the concept of the degolim, of each one having their own banner, with their own color, with their own pictures, and their own shevet, and in various positions. And that is really a tremendous matana. It says they had the desire for these degolim, and Hashem fulfilled their desire. So this concept of degel, ishal machanehu, the ishal digloi, that it says in the pasuk here, and we say it in Zmiris of Shabbos, ishal machanehu ve ishal digloi. And in those days, it was pretty strict thing. You couldn't mix with other degolim. Each one had to have their own unique thing. And it was a azara on every yochid to stick to his degel, not to mix with other shvatim. And it was azara on the shevet not to be mixed up with other shvatim, and each one should have their own separate degel. Which, though it seems to be that that's the opposite of what unity is, everything's one, but it is unity. That's what unity is. And the inya behind it, the Sukkos David, Rav Kviat Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explains that every shevet has his own seder avoda that's unique to that shevet. Every degel has a seder miyuchid for the avoda of that degel. And so, for example, if you look in the Ramban will say that the degel of Yehuda was be'ikr Torah, the degel of Reuven was be'ikr Tshuva, and that's why Shneim Yiso, Tshuva comes after Torah, Ephraim and Binyamin, and Menashe, Gevura, and so on and so forth. They go through each one. Don, for example, Don, they had an issue with Avodah Zarah, which created Choshech, so that's why Hashem placed right near them Asher, which is oil, which is made of the Choshech, V'tayim b'Shev Ragloi. It'll shine and bring light and be Mesakin Don. And Daftali, which is a big Bal Bracha, will also give Brachas to Don. And so on. Everything had a unique purpose why it was there. And every Shevet has a special unique Shar to Shamayim. And every degel had three different colors. Each one had the color of their stone of their choshen. Each one of the shvatim, their avoda, was symbolized in the color of the choshen. And that was the color of their banner, their degel as well. Because each one had a separate avoda, a separate form of avodas Hashem, each one serving separately. But all with one purpose. As the degolim were on all four directions, they all surrounded the Mishkan, which is the center, the ikker center of all. They all were shomer on the Mishkan. Similar to above, when all the Dalad Merkavais surround the Kisei HaKavod. So for example, in Shevet, in the Reuven, had a picture of a person, and it had Dudoim. The Dudoim was a peri that has a Tzuras Adam in it. Yehuda is a Tzura of an Aryeh. She made him king. Ephraim, a Shur, Bechor Shairai, which says by Berchas Yosef. Don a Nesher, and so on. And all this is merumis on there, the Koichos of the Kisei HaKavod Lamala. And we also see that just like all the Shavatim surrounded the center, the Mishkan, we see that the Leviim and Moshe Aharon, in a closer circle, also surrounded the Mishkan. Amoisha, Aharon, his children, on one side on the Mizrach, the Leviim, the Gershon Kasam Harari, on all different areas as well. And the idea for the Bnei Yisrael, now how is that Negeah? We say Torah is a Lashon Hara, and it applies to all generations. So even though we technically don't have the Golem Bizman Hazeh, but the concept, the mitzvah, an idea of the Golem applies our generation as well, because it's eternal. And what's the lesson of the Golem Bizman Hazeh? That we have to watch the Torah as we surround the Mishkan, and Torah is the Iker, and the Degolim are there to protect it and to watch it. Each one, Ish al Machaneu, Ish al Digloi. There's also a concept that you shouldn't want the Madrega of Yechaver. We talked about healthy Kinna and unhealthy Kinna, but even the healthy Kinna of Kinna Seifrim try to learn from others to grow and to follow their Maisim, Toivim, but you have to take it with a grain of salt, and that does not mean that you want to be the other person. Chalila. You have your own Madrega, and you have your own Avoida. And Hashem wants you to stick to your army, to your place, to your banner, to your color of the Choshen. And just like a person that's assigned in the army, he wants to serve the king. He's not allowed to change his post from what was assigned to him into a different post. He has to do what is incumbent upon him, for what the king and the generals of the king commanded him to do, and not be jealous that someone else has a different position. So even though your heart may be in the right place and you want to change that position because you think you could serve the king better being over there versus where you are, but that's really the Yetzer Hara. Hashem wants you where you are. Don't be jealous to go to where your friend is, whether his level seems higher than yours or not. Each one needs to watch their own post. V'chanu ish l'shiftai u'lediglai. Each one watches his own degel. And they do it l'shem shamayim. They do it to be mekayim d'tzivei Hashem. Not for their own kavod, or for their own even spiritual aliyah, but rather they do it to be mekayim d'tzivei of Hashem. And that is what the lesson of the degolim is. That each one has their own unique avoda, each one has their own unique path in avodas Hashem, that Hashem wants you to serve in your place where you are. And that is, now you have this famous Christian clergyman that says this line, but it's from the Torah. It's mamish from the Torah, which is basically is that grow where you're planted. And you need to grow where you're planted, where Hashem assigned you to be. That's why it seems strange. It says that the Leviim, once they were assigned, some of them opened and closed the gate, some of them sang, and they were not allowed to switch their posts one to the other. I don't know the details of how they were assigned in the first place, and so on and so forth. But once they have their official mission, they can't change their mission. You can make your mission better, and daven to Hashem to find the right path. Now, of course, many of us, all of us, except maybe the Kohanim, don't know what Shevet we come from, although we could assume. But the bottom line is that something we have to daven to Hashem for? Each one to daven that they find their role in life, to know what their Tchunas HaNefesh is, to know what their Avodas Hashem is to be, to what their Degel is, to what their unique mission is, and not to be jealous of somebody else that seems externally or even internally to have a higher level of avodah than you are. Hashem needs you where you are, what you are, and how you are, and to make the best of it, and to bring forth and be a covered Hashem, and Hashem is nachas ruach from you, no matter what you're doing, as long as you're doing it l'shem shamayim, and that is what, you know, that's what you're meant to be. And that's important also, by the way, in many areas when people are encouraged and they become Bali Tshuva, they often could maintain, for example, if someone was, his parnasa was to cut trees, and that was his, it was like gardening area and cutting trees down and things like that, for example, before he did tshuva. What does he do after he does tshuva? Chayzeh b'tshuva and keeps mitzvahs. He's still a tree cutter. That's what he enjoys doing. That's his tafkid, or that's his parnasa. You know, there's some parnasas that need to change and be tweaked if it's not kalocha. But in generally speaking, your tchunas and what you enjoy and what you are here for, you could use and you're meant to use l'kvayd Hashem. And that's one of the lessons of the degolim. Ish al machaneu v'ish al digloi, and to respect each other's degolim. Keep your post, but have achdus, because they're all one. Like we spoke many times, that's what real shalom is, that the differences are to be respected, but at the same time, to show an achdus that we're all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where He is Hashem Echad, and we're Am Echad. Have a good Shabbos.